Welcome back to the Bonnie Simon Says podcast. I figure that if I've got chickens, I don't need intro music. Anyway, today, I think I told you yesterday, I'm taking a class on how to tell a better story, and so that's what all this is about. And last time I talked about it's what they called an origin story, how I got to be interested in what I'm interested in. Well, the next part of the class, the next assignment, is to take pieces of that story and then expand on them. So the first piece was the part about, it's called background story, the background of, you know, where I started. So in my case, I was talking about working in a corporation, and I thought I would tell the story of how I got there. So, So I graduated from college, and I graduated with a bachelor's degree in elementary education. But you know, when you're going to be a teacher, they make you go into the classroom, which is natural, and you practice. And I got there, and I did my teaching internship. And I think I did it for a semester, and I realized I just was not cut out to be a teacher. There's all those kids. There were like 30 kids, and they all were young, and they all needed attention. And I just figured I didn't have the energy. It gave me a lot of respect for teachers and just how much energy they're pouring into these young people. But I just didn't have the energy to do it. And neither did that chicken. That's what she's saying. Anyway, I graduated from college and I ended up with a bachelor's degree, but I didn't take the test to become a teacher. I had to figure out what to do instead. So I tried this and that, but at the time, it was a really good time to be in information technology. It was the 1990s, and they just needed IT people left and right. And so you could get a job without having any real formal training. In fact, I think you still can get a job without having any formal training in IT, as long as you know what you're doing. But so I would figure stuff out, and I got several jobs. I worked for nonprofits. Sometimes I did database management. Sometimes I did, I would just do the reporting, but I was good at it. And then I got a job, you know, like everybody gets out of college and then they think they're just going to go like straight to the top. But for most professions, you still have a lot of jobs that you could have done without having the college degree until you get what you think of as a big break. And so in my case, my big break was I got this job as the quote manager of information technology with a nonprofit. And I say quote because it wasn't like I was managing people. There weren't any other people working in the department, but my job was to manage the IT for the entire organization. And I liked it. I was good at it. I could figure stuff out. I got to like buy a new telephone system for the whole place and all the different buildings. And I bought a lot of computers and I got to fix things. And it was like, I had a really good time. I did that job for about 3 years, but I got to a point where I realized that I could only learn so much at this. The reason was because there just wasn't anybody else there. So it got a little bit frustrating. Like I would have a problem and I would be unable to fix it, and there wasn't anybody else to ask. That's like the one problem with like being I was at the top of that pyramid, and I just didn't even know that much myself. So I decided that I had to do something different. And I tried a couple different things. One was that I tried getting a job. I tried getting a job with a corporation, like so there'd be more people working in that field. Except the job that I got offered, it was a good job, and maybe I should have taken it. But they wanted me to go to China, and I hate traveling, so I turned that job down, and I decided I would go to graduate school. I could go and get a master's degree in information technology of some kind, computer science or something. So I enrolled, but I didn't quit my job because I really wasn't sure I could do it. Like I had been kind of a like low B, high C student in high school, and I did a little bit better in college, but as a general thing, I've really never liked school that much, and I really wasn't sure I was smart enough to get a master's degree. I mean, like, isn't that a thing that people only do if they're really smart? Like, that's what I thought. And I had just never been that good at school. But I wanted to try it. I just wanted to try it. My mother had a master's degree. My father is a PhD. And I thought, well, I could give it a shot, but I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. So little by little, I would take one class or two classes at a time, and I kept my job. And it worked out pretty well. I took my first class. It was in C programming, which is a computer language, but I don't know if they even still teach it, but I thought it was the best thing ever. I had such a good time in that class. And that's when I knew I should continue, but I still kept my job for quite a while. And it was, I mean, in some ways it worked really well, because when it was time to study for finals, I would just take a day off, and then I would have all this extra time to study for finals. And so I did well. But at some point, I realized that if I didn't go full time, I was going to be in school forever, because I had to take all of the, I had to take all the classes that a person takes when they're getting an undergraduate degree in computer science. And then only then could I start the master's degree. So it was a lot of classes, and I realized I was just going to be in school for a very long time. So I talked to my late husband. He's late husband now. He wasn't late then. And we decided that I would quit my job and he would support us for a few years and I would go to school full time. And that's what I did. And it was one of the scariest things I ever did, but I was determined. So I remember doing things like scheduling my day in half hour increments starting at 4 a.m. and you know, making jokes about how like there was no time to eat anything except for tuna, because it doesn't take very long to open the can and just eat that. And of course, you're not making, I mean, we had some money because my husband was working, but I wasn't making any money, so I wasn't buying any elaborate things to eat either. I did that for, I believe, 2 years, and I remember the day I graduated. Like I would picture walking down, walking across the stage, and they play the commencement march, but in my mind I always heard the presidential march, because I was so proud of myself. That so the outcome of all that was that I did get a master's degree in computer science, and I did get a job in information technology that did not want to send me to China, which was also important. But another thing that it did for me that maybe I don't talk about as much, maybe this chicken doesn't talk about as much either, is that it gave me a lot of confidence. Like up until then, I genuinely did not know if I was smart enough. And it sounds ridiculous now, because now, like, well, you know, I have this master's degree, I can do anything. But at the time, I really didn't know if I could do it. And and finishing it was one of the most influential things that happened to me in my life, that I was able to do that. I was able to finish it. And so people who know me, they know that like I'm always doing something. Like I call them harebrained schemes. I'm always coming up with some harebrained scheme. And people say things to me like, wow, it seems like you're not afraid of anything. But the truth is that I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of almost everything, but I do it anyway, because I know from that experience of getting that master's degree that you know, I probably can figure it out. Maybe it's not going to be easy. Maybe it's going to be, you know, maybe it's going to be something that I'm going to be miserable at certain times, but it's going to end and I can probably figure it out. So I do a lot of things that I might not have done otherwise. So I hope that's an inspiring story, especially if you're thinking of getting a master's degree, that yeah, you probably can do it. You might have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and you might eat a lot of tuna, but in the end it doesn't take that long and you do finish it. There is some achievement and confidence that comes with it. So, all right. Well, these chickens are off getting in trouble, so I'm going to go find out what they're doing, and you have a great day.